Go ahead.
Go 90 regular and 10 Kohanim. Wouldn't they fight for first Aliyah the same way if they were only 10?
No.
What's the difference?
Because then you have already Yisraelim and you come by Hafsek. It's a different. Here, when the old Kohanim is different, there is one Israel. You gave him. Why? This is what Moran said.
That's not his question.
The
question
is the Kohanim are going to fight to be first, whether they're 100, they'll fight anyway.
The rabbi is saying already, there's already 10, there's a number you could say, look, you know, there's amongst the ones, the 10, it's just the random.
No, but let's say the 100 Kohanim are 10 Israel.
Same
you still
thing.
Go to Kohanim first.
100 what?
They'll still
fight anyway.
No, they won't fight. They have to break it up.
He said you can break it up with Yisraelim. For every 10 Kohanim, there's one Yisrael. Here, you have one Yisraelim for all the Kohanim. You can't break it up.
So what happens now? First one goes Yisrael.
Yisrael, the Kohanim. One after another.
Kohanim, one after the other. We don't worry about...
If there is Kohanim and Levim, in the shul.
Only.
Why not?
Only. Go ahead. Levi, Kohen, Levi.
Kohen, Levi.
Okay. Im Katan Kore B'Torah B'Tzibur. Ken, young one, Ken. Under 13.
Under 13.
Katan, that always you say Katan. He's not an age. He could read Torah on Shabbat. The question only Monday and Thursday if he could read. Monday and Thursday, there's an opinion.
He could read the Sefer.
For you, but he's a Hassan, he's a Baal Kore.
He could be Baal Kore, right. He can't say the
Baal Kore. He could be Ole, and Baracha, and
Ole.
He could be Ole.
Shva'a Olim?
It could, according to the Halakha. The custom is, our custom, after Shva'a Olim. But the Halakha, he could be one of the Shva'a Olim, not the first three. He cannot be from the first three. They give him Rakke means Nosaf, the additional, after the number of the Olim. And Maftir, definitely Katan can read. There is no question about it. They used to have always here, every Bar Mitzvah used to read
Maftir,
even though he did not reach Bar Mitzvah age.
Yeah, no problem.
And I used to train them. And it was a good custom.
Yeah,
why? Because they knew Ta'amim of the Torah. The new Ta'amim of the Haftarah, Nevi'im. This way, every child knew Ta'amim of the Torah, Nevi'im. But now we can't do it. But all of a sudden, there's three Bar Mitzvah, they will fight on the Maftir. Everyone wants Maftir. At the beginning, they used to have better argument.
The Katan cannot go on Sheni B'Hamishi. We don't permit it.
Because there are two opinions in
because
the
Because we
the
see, many Bar Mitzvahs, the father goes up with the son, if the son is not full 13. And the father said, the better have the son.
Yeah. I don't like that also. That's also not good. Man of Shavuot, they let him say it low, and the son says it high and loud. If he says it low, what's the use? It's better not to say it. I always didn't like it. This is what the rabbis did here, and our rabbis, I said, with all respect to them. I was against it, but they did it. They did it, I don't say anything. Can I tell the rabbis, no, you're wrong, I didn't. But I didn't like it.
And the halakha?
I said, from the halakha point of view, I don't like it. But that's what they did, and we continue. But if we do that, it's better to let the Katan read. It says there are two opinions of the Katan read in Shilusha Olim Olam. In Yerushalayim, many times there were Bar Mitzvah boys that were trained, they went there, and they weren't in the age of Bar Mitzvah. That's common. The Katan already trained himself in that. Let him wait. He permitted it. He doesn't like it also, but said, if they do, it's okay.
Who doesn't like it?
Everyone calls out to opinions. Uh-huh. Maran brings in Bet Yosef to opinions. This is...
what big arguments. No, I mean, with my brother in last year, August, he was only 12 and a half went to Israel for the bar mitzvah. And there was a big argument by the Kota.
Yeah.
Chamaluf with other people, whether he should. If he did, he went up.
Yeah, because they permitted it. Hakam Amar Dehan gave them or permitted. Because, but here we didn't allow it. When Hakam Amar Dehan already made, but Torah Rai said, "Oh, we bought a bar mitzvah. Let him go and read." They heard that Hakam Amar Dehan permitted. It finished. They became the Chatahillah here also. But Torah do it.
He's alive.
And all of a sudden, they came once to Sha'ar Tzion. And the rabbi of Torah came there. So let me read. There was an argument with another rabbi, his father. I wasn't there. And they started arguing. And I came in. All of a sudden I came in. They asked me. I said, well, there are two opinions. I said, the custom here in this community was not to. I know it. Beit Hashem, I answered in such a way, not to be involved with these two that they are fighting each other. It's very difficult. They put you in a dilemma. But the custom was all the time not to allow them. The two, they follow the opinion that Maran said, and Beit Yosef, he brings it from Rishonim, not to allow it. And that's what they did. And now, there is an expression. Yob hafach ka'ara al piya. What means hafach ka'ara al piya? It's based on a story that is in the books. The book said that there was a king that was very, very cruel to his people. Any little thing that he would do by mistake, right away, chops their head off. He excuses them. And he had a cook, was a very, very good cook, very loyal to him, everything. And he came, he was serving the king. He bought the soup. But he was so filled with fear always when he came. But once when he bought the soup, he shivered a lot, and the soup dripped a lot. The king was very mad. What kind of service is that? This is the way you serve me, you spill the soup? When the cook heard the king so mad at that, he knew that this is the end. He took the whole plate, threw it on the king. The king got so mad, right away he gave the order to execute him. But the king was very, very curious to know why this man did
it.
He said, listen, you. He called him. I want to know why you did it before you'll be executed. He said, my dear king, all my life I was loyal to you. I know the people could hear that I spilled a little soup and you executed me. All the people, the reactions will be against you. And out of my love to the king, I don't want the people to be against you. At least when I do that, they know the king is right. I want them to know that the king is right. Really? That's your love to me and that? I told him.
Don't kill him. Small cook.
Don't execute him. He said, Yob was tzaddikah. All of a sudden, he was speaking against Hashem. He said, there is a mistake in heaven. They thought my name is Oyev instead of Yob, an enemy. How could Yob say such a thing? It's such a great tzaddikah and he believed in God. He said, he was saying this, that people should not complain against Hashem. I said, there is expression, he said, I'm saying this, to do again. Today, this is what they did. Already they changed. What can we do? We can control it. Though we don't want it, but Okay, well, not on, we don't have.